right, it is now time for the Craig James Financial Report. Mr. Craig Ferrantino, certified wealth strategist extraordinaire and president of the Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville, 393-2888, 631-393-2888. Any questions? And please check out the great website I've been telling you about for a long time. Fascinating. And educational, Long Island Investment Advisors.com, the aforementioned Craig Ferrantino. Always a pleasure at this particular time on a Monday. Sir, how are you? What a week it was on Wall Street, my friend.
Yes, Jay, good morning. How are you? It was a tremendous week where the Dow closing up 1.5% for the week to 27,332. It hit 27,000 on the Dow during the week. And you know what? I didn't see a lot of chyrons. If the Dow hits 27,000 or, you know, like how the worst month since 1930, I don't know. They always have these crazy things under the screen as you listen to the commentators. And I didn't see a lot of brouhaha. Maybe now the finance news is getting political. I just couldn't understand that. Here was a new breaking record this week, and did not hear anything. Well, you know, we hit 26,000 January of 2018. So between 26, you know, almost a year and a half, we went from 26 to 27,000. We had some big bumps along the way, but that's really, you know, to go from 26 to 27, it's about 3.5%. If I bought a stock at $26 and it went to $27, it sounds great, just really a smaller percentage than, let's say, if you go from 8 to 16, which would be 100%. That said, still a noteworthy, you know, new high in history, and it's very exciting. The S&P 500 broke over 3,000. It was up 0.8% for the week. Jay, the NASDAQ is at 82.44, and it's up 1% for the week. So the 10-year Treasury went from like a 2.01 to a 2.11%. So interest rates are, you know, we have a booming economy and interest rates are just starting to go up now. Still very low, extremely low. Oil hit $60.29 a barrel. So here we are from 50s to the 60 to 60.29. For the wheat is up almost 4.8%. So the real winner for the week is oil. I mean, up almost 5%. So a very, very impressive week with lots of news and some discussions on Chairman and Powell and all sorts of exciting things. And there's still low inflation, at least that's what it looks like. And they're talking about maybe cutting rates and or keeping rates the same, and that's the way they keep inflation in check. And not seeing too much inflation on the horizon. You know, the funny thing about U.S. and China, which I know you're going to bring up, Jay, so let me just knock it out. It's still like a headwind. So we've come this way so far, and China and all this uncertainty with China and irrespective, the markets continue to forge ahead. It's like, it's out there. It's a problem, but it could be a very, very big problem, but the market seems to be forging ahead anyway. So our economy has grown this much without any trade tension. And it's as if it's not happening or it's baked in that things are going to get resolved. You know, the president has not reversed the 25% tariff on $200 billion in goods, but there's still another tariff on $300 billion in goods that he postponed for a while. And we're getting some progress, I guess, as the deal, as the talks continue. But we don't know what that is. But still, we're still forging ahead. There's some very good momentum here on the markets. And then how's the global economy doing? U.S. might be the only economy, you know, really, really, really doing well. So I think there's still a lot of uncertainty out there. But I think there's still some very, very strong markets and a lot of good momentum. And we're in the summer. So it's getting good momentum this summer. I'm curious to see what the third and fourth quarter looks like, and we'll see where it goes from there.
It really is. I'll tell you, you're right. I like bringing up China. I'll tell you, it's interesting because, you know, you look at the trade wars. It's ongoing, we know. But we don't talk about within the confines of China as far as how it's taken its toll there. And I was reading where you have the economic growth, Craig, in China slumped to its lowest level. I think it was almost 30 years, if I'm not mistaken. You know, you talk about the GDP and everything else here. Well, their gross domestic product, it grew 6% in the latest quarter. That's the slowest. I think it was 6.2 to be exact. The slowest quarterly growth, by the way, since 1992. So, you know, I know the previous quarter it grew. Things won't get better, I don't think, anytime soon, though. If you listen to all the reports and everything else, you know, there's downward pressure, the economy over there continuing to face it in the second half. You wonder how the U.S. and China, you know, listen, you're restarting talks and everything else. But certainly the overall consensus is that a deal possibly a long way off. You wonder about the internal aspect as far as China is concerned and their GDP, you know?
Yeah, I think it is definitely having an effect on the Chinese economy. Again, on Sunday nights, I try to take a look at Bloomberg on TV and get an idea of the China and the Asian markets. And it's definitely slowing the Chinese economy to more realistic. Don't forget, the Chinese economy is growing 18% a year. Now it's under the 10% a year, and we'll see. We've put some brakes on their economy. The Chinese obviously would like to see huge growth, but maybe they could also use the slowing growth. So I don't know. It's like it might be good for them. I don't think anybody would say that, but they might be sort of agreeing a little bit with this. And if it slows it up for them, I think it might be a good thing as well. So, yeah, you have that out there. And it's very, very important, Jay, that your listeners know that it's a great time to be invested, that out of all the asset classes you could possibly, including bonds, stocks, bonds, real estate, nothing is growing at these levels. Equities is the premier sector. Now, there's some glitches, obviously, in individual equities as news breaks every day about certain things. I understand Johnson & Johnson is being investigated by the federal authorities. That was announced last week. That's a major component of the S&P 500 is Johnson & Johnson, and it's basically on this talcum powder and some of the situations they might have covered up the fact that it could be cancer-causing and things like that. There's going to have individual glitches on individual securities, but in general, that the equity seems to be, when you look at all the other asset classes available to your listeners, equities is still supreme. It's been supreme for a while now, and I'm looking for other places just in case somebody wants to get out of the risk and start to take some of the risk assets off. But, there's other choices, but the returns aren't as good as what you're getting in equities now. So very, very impressive.
Indeed. Craig Ferrantino. Now, the reports are, I read this in more than one spot here, Craig, that the Fed will probably cut rates. It could be a quarter of a percentage point, very small. You know, since market expectations are near, 90% now, do you agree with that? Do you see the Fed doing that type of thing?
Do I see the Fed cutting rates? Is that your
reports
question?
Reports are maybe, I mean, there are reports maybe the Fed will cut some rates here. Could be a quarter of a percentage point. Who knows? But, you have expectations now in near 90%. So you agree with that aspect?
I don't know what I would think that when you're having a booming economy that it would be going in the opposite direction. They may want to raise rates just to slow things down. So I don't know. I think in the summer there was a big deal. That was the last 2 days on TV with Jerome Powell speaking before Congress. And the Fed chairman has given some indications that he may be open to a rate cut or two in the future. Doesn't mean open is it's probably a little more promising as a statement as, worried about irrational exuberance. But doesn't mean he's going to do it. So I think the economic data is still out there, and there's still a lot of things out there that could possibly throw him off. So I'm not so sure about that, and very, very interesting as to what you should, as to what he would be thinking of to cut the rates again. I think Congress wants to make sure, and some people within the economy want to make sure that he's not just responding to the president's wishes to cut rates to continue to grow the economy. But I don't really see there are only so many issues out there for him to cut rates. So, no, I don't. And that 90% is new to me, but you could be right, Jay. There is a 90% chance of a rate cut. Let's see when the next, you know, we'll take a look at this again in September, and let's see what the numbers look like in September. But I'd be very surprised if he cuts rates again. It'd be great. I mean, it really, really would propel us to the maybe 30,000 on the Dow. But I think that right now it's not an issue.
Well, we'll see what happens. I do agree with you. Very little coverage when we soared over the 27,000 mark. You start today at 27,332. Very impressive. 243 at the close there on Friday. Very little fanfare. And even this, I think you're right, gets a little politicized. Tough deal, though. We'll see what happens, though, by Friday's end for sure.
I had a very interesting weekend, Jay, as I'm sure you did, but I had the chance of moving my daughter, who's going to be working in the city, back into the city. And the area that she moved is Maiden Lane, which is right by the Fed's the 33 Maiden Lane. And back then, I think the Dow Jones was at 3,102.17 when I first started, Wall Street back in 1986. We had a Dow at 3,000. Now we're almost at 30,000. And I'm moving her in. Now, of course, after 9/11, a lot of the financial firms are there. The stock exchange is still there. But it was very touching to go back to my old neighborhood where I started as a young investor working on Wall Street and to see just how much a lot of that area has changed. And in a sad way as to what it was. But also reminiscing, looking at the hope, the brightness of the future, not just for the U.S. economy, but for the markets as a whole and for the financial industry as a whole. So it was very touching to be down downtown this weekend.
How about that? I'll tell you one thing. Where you are and where you're at right now, my friend, you're at the pinnacle of the financial world. So a good job indeed. The great Craig Ferrantino. Ladies and gentlemen, certified wealth strategist extraordinaire and, of course, president of the Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville. And you can make a phone call, 393-2888, 631-393-2888, Long Island Investment Advisors.com. The great Craig, and we'll talk to him unless events otherwise for us to make a phone call. Otherwise, we'll speak to him again next Monday. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jay. Have a good week.
You too. There you go. I tell you, that's a good number. 27,332. Unbelievable.